Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world.
I think we can all agree that sometimes a simple phone call from a friend can brighten our whole day. But for a lonely or isolated older adult, that phone call might be one of the only points of human connection they will have. My guest today, Nolan Z from Massachusetts, was inspired to launch Golden Voice Outreach when he realized how meaningful phone calls with his own grandma became after she moved into an assisted living facility.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm really excited to introduce you to my new friend, Nolan. He started something called Golden Voice Outreach, and I'm so excited to hear about it. Hey, Nolan, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, thank you so much for meeting with me. I'm very excited to talk to you today.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school, where you live, all that good stuff, and then tell us everything about Golden Voice Outreach.
Of course, I would love to. So my name is Nolan Zebrak. I just turned 17, and I live in a small town right outside of Boston called Sharon, Massachusetts. I'm a junior there in high school at Sharon High School, and I started Golden Voice Outreach I thought of the idea in April of 2024. It is something that's very close to me as my own grandmother, Beverly Zebrak, if you're listening. We put her in a nursing home. My family put her in an assisted living facility just because we thought that would be better support for her. And with that, she lost a lot of connections and friendships she had. And so what I started doing is I started calling her on the regular, and I saw how happy that made her to hear me call and how emotionally impactful that was, because she was not having a ton of social interaction in this facility, and she wasn't able to go out as much and talk with as many people. So getting able just to talk with me, even if it was 5 or 10 minutes, meant so much to her. And after a little bit of doing that, I really came to understand how important it is for social interaction among all people, especially senior citizens. And I was doing some research, and loneliness is the silent killer. It's an epidemic right now. And especially among older adults, it is something that is so personal to them and such an awful thing that they go through. And so doing anything that I can to help, I thought would be so important, and I still do. And so that really inspired me to start Golden Voice Outreach. And so we officially launched in, I believe it was right around September, October of 2024. Over the summer, I came up with the idea. I attained all of our status, like our 501c3 status, recruited volunteers. And right now, it's going really steady. We're recruiting volunteers. Senior citizens keep signing up. And we just have a team of volunteers that consistently call seniors. And I personally also call a few seniors.
That is such a lovely story. Thank you so much for sharing it. And I just want to say, you know, I had an elderly mom. She passed away about 5 years ago. And I called her every single day around the same time, like around dinner time, but just before dinner time. And we really didn't talk about much of anything, right? As you pointed out, like the weather is a good topic. But it is such an important point of connection. And you're so right. It doesn't matter how long the conversation is. It can be very brief. It could be a little bit longer if you want to ask a story or something. But, you know, just touching base and just letting them know that they're not alone, it's really wonderful and special. So tell me a little bit more about the logistics. You mentioned seniors signing up and finding volunteers. So I have so many questions. So is it a one-to-one relationship? So if I signed up, if I was a teen and I signed up, would you give me one person and I would be exclusively with that person? Or is it a different person every time? When do the phone calls happen? Or is that up to the volunteer, up to the senior? Tell me everything.
So I'll walk through the process of a volunteer and senior signing up to their active conversations. So what will happen is through various channels, our seniors, it's a lot of finding us online, finding our website. We have some ads going on a lot. We also work with some Massachusetts Councils on Aging. We have some flyers, our social media marketing. And so it's a lot of them finding us, especially word of mouth a lot, and volunteers. I just posted some Facebook groups, again, same forms of marketing. And so what people do is they'll go to our website. They will go to either the sign-up page for our seniors, or they'll go to the volunteer sign-up page. And for the volunteers, they will go on a preliminary interview with us. And then if we deem them a good fit, they'll go through a training session. And then I'll jump to the seniors, and then we'll come back. What the seniors do is after they sign up, it's like a detailed form-ish. They write information about themselves. Someone else can also sign them up on their behalf, caregiver, caretaker, friend, child. anything like that. And just some shared interests, like maybe what is your favorite hobby? Do they like animals, pets, grandkids, kids, things like that. And then what will happen is we'll take a volunteer's personal interests and the seniors, and we'll match them one-to-one based on a common set of interests, shared preferences. And that is, they are going to be paired, and they are going to be the same people talking to each other every week. So we don't switch it up, so the seniors can have routine, so they can get to know someone. Because what sets us apart from different programs is that this isn't just like a mental check, like physical check, are you doing okay? This is building a relationship, building a friendship. And so we want these people to really get to know each other. And for that reason, we obviously provide guidance, but we're not very micromanaging of our volunteers. And we give them the freedom to talk about what they want to talk about, obviously within guidelines, but just to explore what they want to talk about. Once the volunteer and senior first get to talking, they will discuss a time and day of the week that works best for them. So it's very accommodating, especially for our volunteers. If they are busy and they maybe have 30 minutes on a random Sunday night, if they can donate that time, the seniors are usually available and can work that out. And these calls, we don't have limits. We try and encourage conversations between 20 to 40 minutes. However, some of our volunteers get into very, very good conversations. They are really bonding with our seniors. And I know I have one volunteer that has talked for 2 full hours with a senior. And
wow, that's really wonderful. Wow, that's so nice. That says a lot about the teen, right? That he or she really was so interested and had such a big heart to stay on the phone for all of that time. Have you ever had a situation where the teens and the seniors get together in person?
So not yet in this moment. And I do also want to clarify that we do have a good amount of teens, but our majority of our volunteers are college students. And then we also have some that are in their late 30s-ish. And so we kind of cap there. There is no age limit to volunteer, but just the way it happens. And with our goal of intergenerational connect togetherness, our volunteers range usually in age range, the majority of about between 16 and 25-ish.
Nice. That's beautiful. And are the volunteers primarily in your geographic area? Or if somebody heard this in California and wanted to participate, they could sign up?
So we have seniors and we volunteers throughout the country. I think we have 12 states represented right now between our volunteers and seniors. There is a good amount. I would say we probably have about 5 to 10 right in my area. However, we do have a few. We have some in New York. We have a few in California, someone in Arizona. So it is a good variety. And so we are able to connect with people from all over.
Nice. And in terms of the time difference or whatever, you try and match it up so it's convenient for everybody. Well, this just sounds so wonderful. Have you ever had a situation that was a little challenging, maybe where it wasn't a great fit or somebody had to maybe switch to somebody else?
That does definitely happen. Not very occasionally, but we do have some examples where the senior and the volunteer talked a few days and either the volunteer called me or the senior and they were just like, I just feel like this isn't a great fit. I just feel like our personalities are too different. And of course, we are very open to that. And we're like, of course, we will pair you with someone else. Because at the end of the day, it's a voluntary program and we want the seniors to feel comfortable and we want the volunteers to feel comfortable. And as we know, it's much easier to have conversations with people that we share common interests with and that we can relate to. So obviously, sometimes the pairings don't work out. And in that case, we take it case by case and we repair, we reassess, and we're always growing and improving our operations.
Amazing. Do you have a sense of how many pairs you have going right now? Or over since you started?
Since we started versus now, right now, I believe we have about 30 active seniors and we have some waiting to be paired. So it's and all time, I would say we're doing a lot of them have stayed. A lot of them have stayed with us around 60 that we've done. And so, you know, we're not like the biggest. We don't have thousands of seniors. It's just me running this. And so I focus on making sure that I have a manageable team of volunteers that I can effectively manage on my own, and also an amount of seniors that are able to receive calls, but also that I'm able to maybe check in with once a month to see how their calls are going. And so we're definitely open to expanding, to working with other people. But in the meantime, I think it's a very good number of where we're at.
You mentioned you're a 501c3. So, and I saw your website, which is really beautiful. Do you have to raise money in any way for anything else? It seems like it's kind of self-sufficient and you're kind of pairing people up. Are there any expenses? Do you have to do any fundraising?
So, you know, we do a good amount of fundraising. We've raised almost $5,000 just in total. And so we don't need like millions of dollars to run. We obviously do have just our yearly operating costs, like ads, marketing, website, are some of our like governmental documents and stuff that we need to file. and obviously like our phone program. And so these are not very expensive. There's minor operating costs. So we don't need like $50,000-$100,000 to run, but you know, having the supply of money for us to be able to reach more people is always important. So we're always applying for grants. We're always accepting donations, fundraising, just because more money means more opportunities to do more and help more people.
Right. And connect more people. But what's the beauty of this, the elegance of the model, is that it doesn't really require much of anything, right? It requires that both individuals have a phone. That's kind of the baseline, which everybody sort of has. And even if an older person didn't have a cell phone, as you pointed out, if they have a landline, if they're an institution that has a phone in the hallway, or they all have phones in their rooms, but like there is a way to communicate with them. So this is like, you know, it's kind of, it runs itself, right? And you're doing all of the legwork on this. Can you share any stories that you've learned from any of your volunteers? You know, you mentioned the person who spoke for 2 hours on the phone, which is just so beautiful. And obviously, this is something that you've gotten a lot of joy and connection out of. But have any of the volunteers come back to you and tell you, you know, great stories about connection that they've made?
Yes, this one is very memorable to me. This is one of our volunteers, Emily. She's not volunteering with us right now, but I would say I think it was right around when we launched in October, she got paired with a senior. I'm just gonna say his first name. His name was Donald. And they started talking regularly. They were talking 2 hours a week. They became really close. And in January, she called me and was like, Donald and I, he's almost like a grandfather to me. We've developed such a close relationship that we want to stray away from the program and just, you know, just casually call when we want without logging it or anything. And she asked for my permission. And I was like, of course, this makes me so happy to hear. And I believe that they still talk right now and they're still talking. And it's almost like they never knew each other before this program, but brought them together. And now they are almost like granddaughter and grandfather.
Right. And frankly, you know, if someone has lost their grandparent and they had a close relationship with that person and now they can build this with someone else, like that's just such a gift. And of course, it's a huge gift to the seniors, right? They are so isolated. They don't get a lot of visitors if they're in an institution or even if they're living independently. You know, families may be gone or moved away, spouses, friends are gone. You know, as you get older and older and older, your life becomes smaller and smaller. And so to hear the voice of a young person who's calling just to say hello or to talk or to share something about their life or their day, it's just a joyful thing. And I love how you mentioned the loneliness epidemic, which is really, I mean, this is affecting everyone, but certainly older Americans, and it's only going to get worse as more and more people get older in our country. I just think this is such a beautiful model, Nolan. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. Can people follow you on social media? Do you have a website? Tell us all of the social media and all the places we can find you.
Of course. So our main social media platform, we do have Instagram. You can follow us at Golden Voice Outreach. And then our website is going to be goldenvoiceoutreach.org. We should show up there. Also, our website allows you to do so many things, like follow our LinkedIn, Facebook. We do have a minimal Facebook, Instagram, donate, sign up seniors, sign up yourself, maybe volunteer. I would say our website is the main go-to place where we'd love to see you. And then obviously our Instagram.
Amazing. And that's where I can sign up as both a volunteer or as the recipient of a call, right?
Yes.
Amazing. Nolan, thank you so much for sharing this with us. It's such a fantastic story. And what a beautiful heart you have for this. I'm sure your grandmother is so proud of you for creating this. And I'm sure that you love calling her and talking about it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.